contract extensions for teachers and the superintendent of schools, and a major expenditure for new lighting for athletic fields were all acted on last night by the Coldwater Board of Education. And Superintendent Dr. Tina Kerr also had word on some staff cutbacks for next year because of reduced Title I federal funding.
We are going to be laying off our paraprofessionals that are associated with those grant funds.
Kerr said 18 classroom paraprofessionals would be impacted by the cuts.
Our hope would be, as always, if things change, but based on the programming and where we're at, we believe that this is our next step.
A number of parapros paid for with general fund monies for morning recess and lunch duties will remain, as well as several for Title III bilingual programs. The school board ratified a 3-year extension for the district's teachers' contract with the Coldwater Education Association to 2018, and after giving Dr. Kerr a very effective evaluation report, agreed to extend her agreement with the district for another year, making it a 3-year contract going forward. The board also gave its official stamp of approval to the administration's wide-ranging plan to improve students' grades, test scores, and graduation rates. Kerr said the Academics First initiative has so far been well received since being unveiled earlier this month.
I think people are receptive that they know we're not changing for the sake of change. We're changing because we have to.
And new lighting towers will be coming this spring to the baseball, football, and soccer fields with a contract bid approved last night for $344,000. The lighting project will be paid for with monies from the district's voter-approved sinking fund.